AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump declares a state of emergency for Washington, D.C. in the week plus before Joe Biden's inauguration and 5 days after some of his supporters breached the Capitol in an effort to stop Congress from certifying the Electoral College results in favor of President-elect Biden. AP's Jackie Quinn reports Congress is also taking a look at possibility those involved in the attack had help.
Some people feel that the rioters may have had inside help. That possibility is under investigation, says Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, who chairs a subcommittee with oversight over the Capitol Police Force.
Need to know about security for the coming week.
He says there were lesser breaches found.
Taking selfies and another Capitol Police evidently put on a MAGA hat and was walking people. I'm not sure all the details. They have been suspended. Someone else has been arrested.
Ryan says now they're putting National Guard troops on standby for the inauguration and setting rules for when lethal force might have to be used. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The House is also looking at impeaching President Trump on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The impeachment resolution charges him with incitement of insurrection, blaming him for spurring supporters to riot at the Capitol last week and warning he could do more damage before his term ends next week. A vote could come Wednesday, but first, Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and a majority of the cabinet to invoke constitutional powers and remove the president, though Pence has given no indication he's ready to do that.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick refusing the Presidential Medal of Freedom, saying remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award. This is AP News. States are playing catch-up in vaccinating people.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's all a work in progress.
What we were able to quickly learn over the course of the first 10 days is we needed to find a way to accelerate the process of providing those vaccines.
Convention centers, fairgrounds, and sports stadiums are now sites of mass vaccinations. San Diego's chief nursing officer, Denise Foster, is at Petco Park.
They're scheduled 2,500, but we're looking to ramp that up to 5,000 per day.
The CDC says about 9 million people have received their first shot, 2.7% of the population. Experts say as much as 85% of the population will have to be inoculated to achieve herd immunity and vanquish the outbreak. I'm Ed Donahue.
Several gorillas at the San Diego Zoo test positive for the coronavirus in what is believed to be the first known cases among such primates in the U.S. and possibly the world. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.